Hello, welcome to the Football Podcast, show number 67, gentlemen.
Woohoo!
Thoughts on 67?
Gonna be a good one.
Yeah, any interesting facts about the number 67? Let me tell you. 1967, Jimmy O'Connor of Shelbourne set the world record for the fastest hat-trick ever. 19th of November 1967. 2 minutes 13 seconds.
That is a hat-trick.
Yeah, a hat-trick in 2 minutes 13 seconds. There you go. Right, performance of the week. First of all, Sean Miller's back, everyone. Back from LA. We'll get onto this in a bit, but Crystal Palace stopped you meeting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep, they did.
Nearly got beaten up by security.
Yep.
But your girlfriend did meet Ron Jeremy.
Roundabout, it's on the flight back, yeah.
She got an
autograph. She was a big fan, got an autograph.
He's a big fan of her. Jerome's with us.
Hello.
Michael Clarkson, back from, where were you last week?
Last week, I can't remember, I was at a meeting or something. I was in Glasgow the last 2 days, though, so...
Okay, nice.
Flown in.
I imagine it's quite tropical up there, compared to Canary Wharf.
Yeah, no snow. Managed to find the only gay pub in Glasgow to go for a drink for.
Yeah.
Which,
How is your dad?
He's alright, yeah.
Good.
No, that was a bit strange.
You're going on a bit, I'm going to move on. Dan Silver's here as well.
Good afternoon.
And I'm Jim Staples. Alright, throw it out there, performance of the weekend. Player, team, person... whatever, go for it.
I'm going to stick with the two promoted teams that are doing very well, Swansea and Norwich, who both continue to exceed expectations.
I can't actually remember their scores.
Norwich won 2-0 against Bolton, fairly standard. But
Bolton had a little bit of revival, but they've gone back down the chute, really, haven't they?
Yeah, Swansea 2-1 away at West Brom. So a very good sort. But the fact they're both in the top half, over halfway in the season.
Yeah. West Brom just could not get a win at home, can they?
No.
And that will affect a manager as well, because the majority of their fans will only see the home performances. Even though they're doing quite well in the league, or well for West Brom anyway, you only see the home games. They keep losing. That's in your head. So it's not going to get a great sort of deal of respect out of that from the home fans. But there we go, Jay.
I'd have to say, well, player and team, the Ox. Oxlade-Chamberlain, I think he performed brilliantly on the weekend.
Rumours already
for the Euros.
Yeah.
He's going to have an audition apparently against Holland. So.
Someone did read the back page of the Mirror, didn't they?
So, depends who's managing now, doesn't it?
Exactly. We don't know.
We'll get on to that. We'll leave that for a minute. Park that bus. Yeah, he scored two.
Was involved in a couple of others as well. I think it was a great performance for him and Arsenal as well. So, even though it was against Blackburn.
I was going to say, they were playing Blackburn.
Hey, Blackburn, good side.
Well, they're not.
I've seen them win.
Yeah, they've had some decent results against
Arsenal earlier in the season,
That's because Yakubu was on. Didn't he score 8 goals in one game or something stupid? Sean, are you going to go for
it? I was going to go with 17-year-old Nathan Redmond last night. Quality finish.
Who is he?
He plays for Birmingham City.
I've heard a lot about this guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Despite not knowing his name and asking who he was, I do know. Yeah, 17, is he?
Yeah, he scored late on in the game to beat Blackpool on the volley. Quality finish, left foot.
To beat Blackpool?
Yeah. It was at Blackpool 1-0.
Who did we beat them?
I don't know, it weren't Blackpool.
They won.
whoever they were playing, he scored and Birmingham won.
If it was Blackpool, it would have been Blackpool Reserves, because Blackpool were busy beating Sheffield Wednesday.
Maybe that's where it was. Maybe it wasn't impressive.
Possibly. Blackpool brings it on to mine. Kevin Phillips. Scored one, made one as well, and massive win at Cardiff. Matt Phillips as well, who could be in contention with it. He scored again last night, got the opening against Sheffield Wednesday. But Kevin Phillips, he is 38.
Wow.
It doesn't start many games, but he started, scored a goal, got him back to win at 1-1, and they went on and beat him 3-1, I believe. So Dan Silva, who hasn't said anything apart from hello, and he's got a woman's scarf on, what are you doing? This is really rude. He's been on his BlackBerry trying to look something up.
Yeah.
Funny enough, on a BlackBerry, it's not working.
It's not working. It's all right.
I'll just leave that.
No, I'm going to find it.
I'm
going to comment on the only game of football I actually watched at the weekend, because it's been a rather hectic week.
Portsmouth.
Weekend.
Sorry.
No.
Birmingham beat Portsmouth.
Yeah, that's it. Well done.
What are you doing? This is crap.
I'm not. I've had a very stressful morning.
You're making it more stressful. We're trying to look stuff up on the BlackBerry.
So yeah, Dan was watching Wandsworth under 13s at the weekend. You said.
I don't know if that's.
Talking of under 13s, did you see that David Beckham got sent off from watching one of his kids play?
Oh yeah,
he did. He was on Jonathan Woss on Friday night or Saturday night, whenever it was, and he said, "I was watching a game. 7-year-old kid got sent off, so he complained to the ref, and the ref sent him off. So he had to watch him behind a fence. Or behind a lamppost. Not Victoria. Which is going to be. That's a good gagger. Yeah. Who was your performance of the week? End.
Just going with Matter's volley.
Yeah.
I think that.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go with Man United's second half performance. Although.
They were better first half.
But I mean, Chelsea were, up until they scored that first goal, letting them, they were absolutely useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless. How on earth they managed to get 3-0 up? Yeah. I mean that volley was absolutely
superb cross.
It was a good cross.
To the table, would that be your goal of the weekend? Matter.
Yeah, it's got to be.
The only other contender was the Senegalese guy at Newcastle.
Yeah, I think that one with his wrong foot.
Love a debut corner. Goal, don't they?
It was a good goal, but I don't know. But it was behind Matter, and it was, and he's used the inside of his foot. It was just a wonderful goal.
It was
pretty
only
much
about
straight
six
from
shots
kickoff as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
I think it's a good goal, lovely techers, good techers.
Yeah, great techers.
I spoke to Jay on Tuesday, and we were talking about scores against Aston Villa. Everyone loves a debut goal against Aston Villa.
If you've got a player that is having a debut, you play him against Villa, he will score, most definitely.
We had so he's got Cissé,
General Cissé already last week, and now
who then got sent off. So
not in the same game, that was against Wolves.
He's making the debut against Wolves, Cissé,
yeah.
It's quite specific.
But anyone who's in a cold streak or anything like that, play him against Villa, he will definitely score.
I remember Torres. Henrik Larsson doing it a few years ago.
And Makeda as well, scoring a goal. So we've had loads of them in recent years. And any manager out there listening, just
scored
do
scored his
it.
Only goal for Palace against Villa.
Well, there you go. Look, the list goes on and on.
Never mind. Moving on to some current news. Just as we left the office, we're recording this on Wednesday, should be with you live on Thursday. Harry Redknapp's been cleared.
Yeah. Never dealt with him. I've always been a FA, fan of Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
As you all know.
We do know that. The FA are probably currently printing out tracksuits with HR on them.
This is what I'm not sure how happy I am about this. I really wanted him to be found guilty but get a slap on the wrist. Yeah. So that he actually had a criminal charge over his head, which would pretty much wipe him out of the England job, but still be fine to carry on Spurs. Now he's actually been cleared. I'm not sure I'm too chuffed about it, because I reckon that's even a job all over.
Yeah. Well,
the case has dropped like his face, basically, hasn't it? He's not.
I have it on good authority he was a good looking boy in his younger years.
He was. Oh, yeah, I've got footage of that.
I'm saying that thing is going to happen to Jamie then, because my girlfriend.
She's alright, she's got Ron Jeremy to
go around. She's complaining about.
She'll be fine. Well, she might be chafing, she might be complaining about, right. But there we go. Sorry, John. Milan Magic has said. He wanted to do something special for Harry, and that's where the money all came from. Plus, he gave him £96,300 for beating Man United. That was Harry Redknapp's personal bonus when Portsmouth beat Man United. You'd think he'd come on and score a hat-trick himself for that amount of money, but there we go. So, yes, that's what it is. He's not guilty, he's been dropped. He's clear to finish
Harry.
The season and take over the job.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting, though.
Do you reckon he wants it, though? He's not really come out and said whether he would take the job, has he?
He's not one to talk about other people's players.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I might take it. I don't know.
But there's probably, I think every week since it's first started rumoured that he might be in line for the job, he's probably mentioned it every week.
Yeah.
Sometimes just to random people. Stops him on the streets, drives over in his car, winds around his dad, what's that, the England job? Yeah, no, I might take it, I don't know.
That's great, Harry, but we were asking you about Benoit Assou-Ekotto.
Exactly. We move on.
The interesting thing on that England job, though, is if Capello goes now, which he's currently at Wembley as we record this, meeting the FA...
He's not going to go. I don't think he'll go. The thing about it is that the FA consulted with him.
Yeah.
That's why he shouldn't have said anything, because although he doesn't agree with it, the FA consulted him, they sat him down and they told him what they were going to do. So from that point of view, he's been consulted. It's not his decision to make.
To be fair, in his interview in Italian, he did say it's not my decision to make. It's an ethical, moral decision that the FA...
There's a lot to be said. People are now on the sort of right, Capello's get him out sort of thing. All he's done is express an opinion.
Yeah, you know what?
And it's a footballing opinion.
The question is whether it's a footballing opinion or is it an opinion of... A question of his arrogance. Sorry, is he just got the needle that they've gone over his head?
Well,
and completely disregarded him.
I think if you actually look at what he said, he.
I don't speak Italian.
Well, I do happily. I don't
happily. Always happily speaks Italian.
It's my Donio day.
Gino Giannelli. Yeah. Always happily Italian. Even though your mum's died, in saying Italian.
My mum's died.
That's not Italian. You know that, didn't you?
That is Italian. You just add an A to the end of it.
It did sound a little bit like Paolo Di Canio. Yeah, a lot of people are now getting on the back of him and stuff like that. But you can say, right, he's already padding out excuses as well, possibly. That's the only other thing you can say. If he turns around, he could just turn around and say, well, the FA did this and the FA did that. It's always the same, always the same. We're going into a major tournament with all this sort of stuff. There'll be one year where we just go into a tournament and nothing like this has kicked off. Well, there'll be no injuries, there'll be no, like, Wayne Rooney not playing, and
that's never going to happen.
This is the shame, though, because going into it, the expectation wasn't too high, things were going quietly, we went about the qualifying efficiently and did well. I think we were geared up to have a decent tournament.
Yeah.
But this just, again, throws the cat amongst the pigeons. And
we shall see.
Speaking of cats, one's just run across the table, so we're going to have to stop.
That cat, did you see how many followers
between
that cat
the three
picked
of them,
up?
Between the three of them, 35,000.
Oh, is there more than one?
Yeah, there's three of them. Between the three of them, they've got 35,000.
The Metro picked on our poor old Jake Livermore, didn't they?
I think I'm
yeah, on. We've only got 30,000. Right.
Jake Livermore, why did they pick him?
I don't know.
It got 20,631 followers by the morning after. Yeah. I looked it up on Tuesday morning. It was the best thing about the game. It was a rubbish game of football.
I fell asleep.
Don't blame you. Monday night football this Monday coming?
Oh, okay.
Any takers?
Definitely.
Any takers?
Well, you've only mentioned it.
Chillingham
at
home
17 times.
Mike's looking at me like he doesn't know.
He wasn't here last week.
Monday night football on Monday is.
On Monday, is it?
Shut up. Chillingham versus Southend.
What time of the day is it?
Yeah.
What time? Monday night football.
7:45. Although, to be fair, looking at the pitch, you probably won't go ahead because there's so much frost and stuff on there. But yeah, the Anfield Cat has got 20,631 followers. It started with enjoyed my quick run around on the hallowed Anfield turf. It just went on from there, basically. People saying I'm brave to see Sepp Poor in Anfield. There's some various. Can anyone else smell? I can smell fish. We've just started
that's,
talking
that's
about
that. That's why the cat just ran across. Yeah.
I wouldn't take any fish out of Canadian Wolf, Doc.
Well, another good tweet was I beat in my 30-second spell on the pitch. I beat more players than
Stuart
Downing has done all season.
Yeah. Fair. Stuart Downing came on and I started slagging him off as usual. And he did hit him on in from 25 yards. It was a great little shot.
Oh, he nearly did this.
What are you still on the phone for? Dan Silver update. He's still on his BlackBerry trying to find it. Aren't you trying to find a video?
The details.
Anyway?
No.
He's just doing a quiz on which of the Sex and the City girls he is. Everyone knows he's a Samantha.
What a slag.
You have to slap that.
I couldn't tell you which one that is. Honest.
Other news, the Egypt riots, which was just sort of, it was just simmering down last time we recorded last week. Hossein Ghali was playing for the away team. And you were right, they did win 3-1 the away team, but there's now loads of theories about people getting in and the security and police forces not actually intervening for various political reasons and weapons going into the ground and stuff like that.
74 killed and 1,000 injured.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How many of them died though? No COD joke about that yet? Oh,
no,
fine then.
No, you can tell from the complete non-reaction that was a little bit, it's a bit fresh.
Jay gave it a little laugh, he's as callous as I am.
That was a snigger rather than a laugh. It's a little bit fresh, unlike their fish, yeah, it's a little bit fresh at the moment.
It's terrible, you don't want to see that anywhere, let alone in a football stadium.
I had no idea Ghali was back there, for some reason I thought he was. And when did he last play for Spurs?
2006.
Yeah, keeping up to date with the knowledge. Yeah. Proud host of the podcast. 2006, he last played.
It's alright, they've still got Timothy Atuba, I think, at Spurs, so that'll be fine.
Timothy Atuba.
Wow. One thing we didn't touch on last week, which we should do now, is the fifth round of the FA Cup. We, it is the fifth round, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the fifth round coming up. What? Just because Man United are in it, aren't they? Who's Man United got?
We went out to Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did, yeah.
It's
never mind.
Such a dull draw, though.
The only one I'm interested in is the Stevenage Tottenham.
Yeah. You got Stevenage home to Tottenham, called it home to Stoke.
I think Brighton, less hope Liverpool.
If it was at Brighton, fair enough. Sunderland v Middlesbrough is playing tonight, Wednesday night. If Middlesbrough win that, that'll be a tasty game, Middlesbrough v Arsenal. It will be a good game Sunderland. It'll be on TV either way. Excuse me. Because he's got Arsenal in it. But
what's disgraceful?
You're still looking on a phone.
None of them are worth cancelling Coronation Street for on ITV, are they? That's the thing. There's no great tie in there. There's not even one that really is a giant killer. I know Stevenage, Tottenham, fair play, Tottenham are doing very well.
Crawley Stoke could be a giant. Crawley Stoke could be a giant killer.
It could be, but who's going to care if Stoke go out of the cup?
Stoke fans.
Yeah, Stoke fans. Right. There's an answer to that stupid question. Nice.
Well,
one.
You know what I mean? It's not going to catch the imagination this round. It's not going to go down as a classic.
Potentially, but then you can see it. You can see it as another good thing, because from this round, Liverpool should go through, Spurs should go through, Arsenal should go through, Chelsea should go through. It throws up a few decent sort of. If you look at the quarterfinals, semi-finals, I would love, for me, the team's still in the hat. I would love a Spurs Arsenal semi-final and a Liverpool Chelsea semi-final. I think that would be fantastic. Spurs and Arsenal, they both need a trophy, and like the Spurs Arsenal full stop.
Yeah.
Liverpool Chelsea aren't going to win anything else, I don't think, this season.
There's been a few decent games between those two over the years, mainly in the Champions League. But
yeah. And yeah, the history of all that, and Liverpool are desperate for some sort of cup success again this season.
Yeah.
And obviously,
they got a chance in the other one as well, haven't they?
Good season for them would be a cup win.
Cup double?
Yeah, well, yeah, but FA Cup is a bigger cup. But yeah, they should theoretically win that game against Cardiff, but you never know.
I'll tell you, if one of the smaller teams signs Roy Essendale, then maybe I'll watch.
This is it. Laurie Sanchez back in the dugout as well. Whilst we're talking about cup football, I'd like to mention that Swindon beat Barnet last night 1-0, so they will face Chesterfield in the Johnson's Paint Trophy final. Sky Sports News are loving it, because it's like Paolo Di Canio single-handedly taking Swindon to the FA to the Johnson's Paint Trophy final. When Chesterfield went through, you didn't hear loads of things about John Sheridan. I think he's their manager. Not much was mentioned that he might be Oldham's manager. Great. Anyway, whilst we're talking about cup football as well, Sean, this is your first podcast since your mighty Eagles, Crystal Palace, went out to Cardiff. You watched it in LA, didn't you?
I did. I actually made some recordings. I don't know how to put them live or what to do with them.
Neither do I. So we'll gloss past it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Sean talking to himself in a pub about a game that was 3 weeks ago, and they lost.
Well, we must get it up.
Have you got any recordings of your girlfriend and Ron Jeremy?
That would be much more interesting.
Stick them up. That's what she said. You watch it with a DJ or something?
Yeah, it turns out this fellow, he's a really nice bloke, he's chatting, bought my beer, he brought one back. Turns out I've got his album. A DJ by the name
of Oxide and Neutrino. It would
have. Yeah, DJ Lafayette. Of Accountant Sindon fame.
Accountant Sindon? Sounds like an accountancy firm.
I think I've got I used to with them.
Why did you buy this geezer a beer in the first place? You didn't know.
Because his missus was up with Ron Jeremy.
Some consolation.
Plus, didn't you
a shoulder to cry on?
Sean, didn't you go into a bar and ask if they were showing the football?
Oh yeah, I called up to see if they were showing the game. I said, sorry, you got the soccer on tomorrow? And he went, no, but I'll be showing the football. Good lad. So
was he a Palace fan?
No, he was a Spurs fan.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, it was a bit disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, very disappointing.
Good game for the neutral, though, so I haven't stopped thinking about it. 210 minutes of rubbish football, which I'm used to
and
be fair.
And rubbish penalties at that as well.
They were rubbish penalties. Moving on, some other news. Get your thoughts on this, lads. The Arsenal bin bag protest.
Didn't happen, did it?
Didn't happen. No, come on.
It turned rubbish. Literally turned rubbish because they absolutely stonked.
They just sacked it off, didn't they?
Oh, hello.
Hang on. Yeah.
Hello.
I think that's Sean's first laugh, I think, isn't it? No, I'm sure he's done more puns. We've laughed at him as well. First intentional. Yeah. Cross me. And he got a bigger laugh than any of yours, and you're a comedian.
I'm pointing
to Michael Cox.
It was more of a sort of accepting nod, didn't it? There was a well played.
Just throwing it out there.
You all like Sean, you don't like me, so.
Well, we're only speaking on behalf of the listeners, Mike, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it didn't really kick off. The idea, I think, was to put bin bags over the empty seats to highlight how many tickets they're not selling and stuff like that. There was a time when you couldn't get in for love nor money at an Arsenal game. Now there's bin bags over seats.
Speaking of not selling tickets, see what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Going back to the African Cup of Nations from last week.
Good one. Mm. Because I asked you to find out. Basically, you saw it on TV and it was a lot of empty seats.
Yeah.
I asked you to find out.
And I did.
Okay, go on, hit us with it.
Well, at the moment, just a little update. Of the semi-final and final, only 70% of the tickets have been sold so far. But what I found most intriguing, is that all the expensive tickets are sold out. It's all the cheap tickets that they haven't sold.
Do you know what prices they are?
Couldn't get prices.
Okay.
But even for the quarterfinals, and I think they're still doing it for the semi-finals as well, but definitely did for the quarters, they offered free tickets and travel to students and workers, and they still couldn't get people.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't get it.
Where's it being held?
I'd work. I'd have free travel Guinean, over to
and, Gabon and Equatorial Gabon. Guinea.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I feel we should apply. We all work. We do at the moment, though our website is down and we probably haven't got jobs tomorrow, but... Yeah.
They say the home nations games sell out and or even oversubscribe, but the games that don't involve the home nations, there's no just no interest whatsoever. And they said,
not even from like neighbouring countries.
No, and they said they can't even get, like, even given out free tickets, they can't even get them in. But that's
the big teams like Ghana.
No one cares.
Well, the game is 4 o'clock GMT. Zambia v Ghana, and then about 7 or 8 o'clock. Zambia v Ghana is one of the
centres. Mali, where their best ever team all died in a plane crash. Gabon, I believe. So yeah, it's quite poignant.
Good knowledge.
They've got that far.
I was going to say knowledge is the bomb, but maybe not apt. I don't know how the bomb came down. Mali versus Ivory Coast is the other semi-final, which is also tonight as well. That'll be a good game. I'm hoping to watch that, to be honest. Depending on what happens this afternoon, but there we go. So well done there.
It's strange because you'd think there'd be a lot of upwardly mobile people in Africa, wouldn't there? You know, a lot of spare cash payments. It's really, what do they expect? You're not going to get big crowds there.
But I mean, if they're
giving away tickets for free, though, yeah, I'm sure even poor people can afford nothing.
To be honest, though,
even poor people can afford nothing.
Sure, Miller quotes.
If you are poor, you can't really afford to travel from where you are.
They're giving away travel.
Earning money. Yeah, I know.
It's very true. You've got to look at the other variable factors. So, I don't know what time they're kicking off there. If it's a working day and stuff like that.
For finals before as well. They've got the military in. I said before. I think a couple of years ago they got the military in because they couldn't fill all the seats. Yeah.
Wow.
That's like North Korean throwbacks to North Korea, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sort of dictatorship mentality.
Because it's whenever one of the home nations is in it. So there we go.
All right.
Gillingham should do that for the game on Sky. get the army in just to make it look like we've actually got fans.
Or a load of blow up dolls.
That would be even better, yeah. I do like that. Yeah, they make more sense than most Gillingham fans as well, to be fair. They've got useful purposes. Most Gillingham fans haven't got useful purposes. Hello to all the Gillingham fans. A little bit more sad news and sober news. They're not the Forest owner.
Yeah.
Nigel Doty found dead in his personal gym there. Yeah, at the edge of like 54. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. And they're talking about he's pumped in about 10 million. He was chairman for a long time.
He saved us from administration in 99. 11 million he put in. And he said
100 million he's put in since he's been there.
Really?
Yeah.
100 million. What, his personal money?
Yeah. I thought it was 11, but if it's 100, that's unbelievable.
Since he's been there, it's 100 million.
I think, you've done it again.
Last week,
Jay announced the capacity of the ground as 500,000 instead of 5,000.
Yeah.
He's now
added on zero.
I've read it's 100 million because putting 11 million in a big football club over 12, 13 years is not a lot at all.
10 million of his own personal money into one club is a lot of money. And it's
not
ten,
over 13 years, though.
It's 10 million.
Right, next week I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out and inform you next week, definitely.
Either way, he's put a lot of money and spent a lot of time doing something.
And he's a saint, basically. Isn't he? They love him.
He's even made provisions in his will, didn't he, for what happened with the club. So they're all sorted.
Oh, really?
After he died, yeah.
It's shocking, though, like at that age, to be fair. I think it was Saturday evening he was found as well. Yeah. So, RIP to him, what have you, and I'm sure they'll not enforce to be marking it as they were. I think a couple of the teams last night were playing in black armbands and what have you. So, sobering news, definitely sobering news. So, indeed.
Slightly less serious.
Are you going straight on to Joey Barton?
No, I was going to go on to that on Twitter in a minute, but I love the fact that Paul Lambert has banned gloves at Norwich City.
About time someone did.
I'm sure it's happened before, someone banned gloves at certain clubs.
But I love the fact that he said they banned
Martin Allen had done.
Yeah.
They banned gloves for playing in, and even training, they're not allowed to wear scarves or beanie hats. And he went, don't even get me started on snooze. God, he would be caught dead in a snooze, whatever you do. Which, it's fair. I've never played
snooze
football.
Just sounds stupid, don't
they? It does sound stupid.
You don't need a pair of gloves. Right, it's a little bit cold when you're out there. Run around. It's going to be fine.
I've never played football in a pair of gloves.
To be fair, apparently John Ruddy's furious about it.
Yeah, no gloves.
Hey.
Although, wouldn't you genuinely like a goalkeeper to come out, or like for a penalty shootout?
Just take off his gloves.
Dan Silver would have gone wee when I said come out, but he was sipping a drink.
I'll gut it.
I'd love a penalty shootout. Say when Crystal Palace play Cardiff. Still thinking about that game every night and every day. if your goalkeeper just whipped off his gloves and stood in the goal, like, glove free.
Ricardo like for Portugal did against England in 2004.
And he scored as well.
Yeah.
Or, I like that.
Or, you know, those giant comedy foam fingers.
That might be illegal.
What is it?
Yeah.
Is there a glove regulation size?
Yes, there you is, can. Yeah. You can wear those, but if they interfere with play, you can wear, like, a comedy chicken hat on the pitch. Perfectly legal. But the moment you head the ball, it's illegal.
Sorry, we're saying it'd be great if a goalkeeper came out not wearing gloves. It'd be great if he came out wearing a comedy chicken hat.
Exactly.
That's what we should be looking for.
Yeah.
Or one of those popular hats at the moment with the bear face and the little ears on it.
They're not popular, they're stupid.
They are stupid, retarded. But they are popular.
Yeah.
The ones where they go down so you've got somewhere to put your hands in.
No, but there's those as well.
They're ridiculous.
What are they all about?
While we're getting onto fashion, I really find the term onesie is offensive to me. People going on about a onesie. Shut up!
Did you watch your hat recently? Is that where you got that from?
No, everyone talks about it. Right, this is a football show. We're not talking about
Take Me Out. Is that what you're doing on a Saturday night, sitting with a missus with a cup of tea watching Take Me Out?
Well, I do. She's watching my video.
Ron Jeremy.
This one's going to run and run, isn't it? Ron Jeremy, for definite. Coventry, did anyone see their result at the weekend?
No.
They lost 1-0. The reason
that's,
I put it out.
That's not that exciting.
No, it's not exciting, but they were drawing 2-2. And they let in a 90th minute goal.
They lost 1-0. Drawing
2-2. Did anyone see the commentary result? They lost 3-2. They were winning 2-1. Chopper scored 2-2, and then in the last minute they lost to Ipswich 3-2. The reason I point it out is because a couple of weeks ago they were 1-0 up at Blackpool with 3 minutes left, and they lost 2-1. Earlier on this season at home to Burnley, they were winning 1-0 with about 17 minutes left. They drew 1-1, 73 minutes, and then they lost in the last minute, 2-1.
I'm sure you're about to talk about this, but in those three games, there's been, in the Burnley game, there was 9 minutes of added time.
Exactly.
In the Coventry game, there was six. In the Ipswich game, there was seven.
7 minutes.
How many? There's got to be something fishy going on there. When do you ever have 9, 6, and 7 minutes added time?
I believe either the Blackpool one or the Burnley one, I can't remember which one it was in the 96th or the 99th minute, the last minute of the 90th minute, literally last goal. And then earlier on in the season, I don't know if you were there,
they were
1-0 up against Palace in stoppage time.
Yeah.
So we're not even talking 90th minute. In like the 91st or 92nd minute, they were 1-0 up. They lost 2-1. They're bottom of the league.
I don't think they're going to be rising anytime soon.
What, 60 minutes longer? They're 12 more points.
Yeah, they'd be
challenging for the playoffs, the championship.
Phenomenally well. But yeah, I saw that result and I saw some of the comments from the players there, and just absolutely go. Because those sort of results as well, that when you lose like a game like that, you take that into your next game. No matter what the manager does or says, that's in the back of your mind. Next time they're 1-0 up going into the last minute, when that ball goes up, even if it's 1 or 2 minutes, you just know. And everyone in the ground as well, all the Cov fans, if it's a home game, will all be thinking of bollocks.
I mean, chances are it won't be 1 or 2 minutes, chances are it'll be 8.
Yeah, this is where it's going to go. One other thing, Alan Smith. Anyone see this?
Oh, he's down at MK Dons, isn't he?
He's down there on loan. I think Newcastle are still paying the bulk of his wages. He looks a bit fat. 60k a week.
It's a shame, Alan Smith. Breaking 60k a week. It's ruined his career.
It was a horrible leg break, wasn't it?
I wanted to ask, MK Dons are actually paying him 60k a week?
No. MK Dons are probably paying him about 5. The majority is coming from Newcastle.
He's still on 60k.
That's his contract. He started and played 60 minutes, so he basically 1k a minute. His performance last week, which is nice work if you can get it.
Yeah,
I'm not on quite that myself, I've got to be honest, but I say good luck to him. If he plays decent and gets a look in, he might get another contract, but otherwise he's going to have to take a serious pay cut, isn't he?
Yeah,
60k a week. I don't know how he's going to survive. It's really sad for him, isn't it? 60k a week.
Bastard.
60k a week. But
that dodgy Barnett as well.
It's dodgy Barnett, and he is getting a lot of money, but he's paid what he was worth at the time he signed the contract, so fair play to him. And he has had a lot of injuries. He come back from that leg break.
Nice fellow, though. Yeah, right.
Is he? No. Is he not?
No, he's horrible. He's horrible.
What are you basing that on?
He's meant
on
to be
his
all
previous
right.
history.
He's a nice little dirty on the pitch.
Dirty on the pitch is something. I don't care if someone's a horrible, horrible person on the pitch. It's what they like off it that counts. Once you step over the line,
that's why
really
Jim
matter,
wants John Terry to start as England captain.
I don't. But then, who do you put as captain? Leading into
Scott Parker.
Well, that'll be a podcast. Well, it's not a podcast question now. Because Joey Barton. I was going to say Scott Barton.
Joey Barton on Twitter.
Joey Barton. Brilliant.
Joey Barton.
I'd put him in the England team.
I'd put him in the squad.
Yeah, just really? Be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, well, for comedy value.
Yeah, no, he's
and then to be fair. Centre back pairing of Anton Ferdinand and John Terry.
Yeah, just get him in. I would have had him in the team a couple of years ago, or a year ago, but he's not playing. I've seen QPR three or four times this season. He's not playing very well for QPR at the moment. So
but he nearly got in trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, so do you know exactly what he said? Does anyone know exactly what he said?
Unfortunately, no. But he he's got so many. But he basically put his views forward on.
He was expressing his opinion, but a lot of journalists, including our own Darren Lewis, basically said you should shut up because you're in contempt of court.
Yeah.
And it actually went all throughout the
because he's directly involved.
Yeah, exactly. That's the issue, isn't it? He could be a key witness.
But it was different to the whole him getting in trouble. Did we mention it the other week? I'm sure we bet Emma getting told off for predicting matches. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? You weren't here. Right. So
they're always wrong. So they're just
the FA sent him an official letter saying you can't tweet your predictions for scores of other Premiership games because it could be inside information. Absolutely rubbish. That is rubbish.
That is rubbish.
This is the fact that he is far too close about this. One of his teammates.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit much. But also on Twitter, anyone see? I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? The banter between Robbie Savage and Rio Ferdinand.
It was look in the mirror or something like that, wasn't it?
Things that I think when I look in the mirror or something like that. And it turned into Savage versus Ferdinand, just tweeting different pictures of each other, or then which turned into Gollum and E.T. and loads of that. And it basically, long story short, Savage was a unanimous victor, absolutely destroyed Rio.
God, those hilarious multi-millionaires. But will they do that?
In fact, one of those pictures involved Robbie Savage retweeting a photo of Rio in a onesie.
With a
little cap on it, which I find offensive, as I might have already mentioned.
You do.
There we go. I find offensive. I don't know. I just feel really confused. I find
I'm more worried about the fact you were looking directly into my eyes. I think I'm under a curse now or something.
I think I had a temporary stroke there, a little bit. Moving on again.
Ron Jeremy had a temporary stroke.
Yes, that Michael Cox, and that is very good. Horsham FC, I noticed this week.
My mate used to live in Horsham.
Did he really?
Tell him kicked up a beef eater there once for not being over 25.
Why did you have to be over 25 in
the beef eater? Yeah. That was a harvest, sorry.
That makes all the difference. Can you please quantify why you have to be over 25?
Saturday night's the only letting over 25, presumably to get rid of the riffraff. Me and my mate bought a pint. They said, how old are you? 22, 23 at the time. Yeah, sorry, 25, you can finish your drink, but then you've got to go.
Take some salad on the way out.
That was actually the same night that John Terry had just been found out about the Wayne Bridge and played his first game afterwards, I remember.
Any correlation to those two stories?
Well, there you go. I'll probably get kicked out of a pub in the next few days. So.
Hopefully. He's got a little football food link, actually. In Varley, who plays for Horsham, he's their number 9, I believe. He can't play in tonight's game. I believe it's tonight's game, which is a Brighton Charity Cup game. He can't play. He got involved on Twitter, and basically he's now volunteered to get all the supporters fish and chips at tomorrow night's game.
Oh, good lads.
But he actually hasn't.
Oh.
They've just made it up. I saw it on Twitter, I thought that's quite cool. So anyone going to the Horsham FC game, make sure you bump into Ian Varley and get to buy you a bad sausage or fish and chips or whatever. But yeah, I quite
speaking
like
speaking of
that.
Food.
Yes.
Oh God, we're synerging these links now, aren't we?
It sounds like we've sat down here for like an hour before saying, right, you say that, then I'll say that, and then we can link it.
I've got none of this
written
down either. No.
I'll be honest, I didn't. It was improvisation when I just had the stroke a minute ago. That wasn't planned.
Right.
I know, like, because we might win a Sony and stuff, and I'll have to admit that. In the acceptance speech, I will say the stroke wasn't planned. I don't really know what. Go on, move on.
Oh, yeah, let's move on.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
Neymar getting caked. Did you see this?
No.
he scored his 100th career goal at the age of 20 or whatever it is.
Is that like Romario style or is it proper career goals?
No, career goals. I think he scored 78 for Santos, 9 for Brazil. Yeah, 7 for the under 21s.
The details seem slightly irrelevant. We want to hear about the cake.
Yeah. So with his teammates were going to bake him a cake. for his centenary. Instead, they covered him in cake. And there's just a picture of him covered head to toe in flour and icing and looking very, very upset.
God,
was this during the game?
No. Uh-huh. No. That would have been brilliant. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Every player booked, which I would have
bought
as well.
But no, they, he got a bit of a practical joke by the other Santos players and got caked.
Fair enough. Has anyone got any more cake updates while we're there?
No.
What the fuck can we link to next then? Because this is really disappointing.
Hang on.
Right, food link or cake link? Go.
There is actually a link to my segment later in the show with cake, so if we could just hold
on. Okay, remember that. I'll date it. One quick one, Les Roast Beefs on Twitter. Yes.
Excellent.
It is excellent, but he's retiring.
Oh.
A lot of you will know him. He's on our follow list for the podcast. We give him a few shout outs. Really, really good. I believe he's a Gills fan as well, but I can't quantify that. Basically, anyone who doesn't know, he used to follow and speak to footballers abroad. So
yeah,
the idea of anyone abroad.
Or managers.
Anyone within the English game that has now gone abroad. Really, really good. Some brilliant interviews on there. To be honest, I think it's just a, he stopped it and just time and stuff like that.
A bit like Simon Head.
Much like Simon Head, yeah. So we did a tweet to him just to say thanks and stuff like that. Hopefully someone will pick up the mantle because it's a really good idea and really good interviews on there. But I tweeted it, so we'll say it now as well. Good luck in everything you do and what have you. And hopefully he'll be back. You never know. Give it 2-3 years, he might come back to it. But really, really will be missed to the blogging community and what have you. So little shout out to him. Now, different news. Melbourne Heart, the derby, which you'll talk about in a minute. Don't worry, I'm not going to preempt your section. They did a photo, panoramic photo.
Why have you not given this to me?
Oh, sorry, mate. I only found it this morning.
Well, why before we start the show, why don't you go down here? I've got a little bit of extra Melbourne Heart news.
We'll take this off the agenda. We'll talk about it later.
Let's take this outside right now.
If we take it outside, then it's just these three left talking.
Yeah, you're right.
Should we leave it here? Yeah, and it's right. Colour. Exactly. Just be Ron Jeremy jokes non-stop, no football whatsoever. I had a little look, and basically, what I want you guys to do, I'll send you the link. I want you to find the fittest bird you can in the Melbourne Heart crowd. All I've come up with so far is this, which I'll put on the website.
Oh, wow.
She's not great, is she? But and the guy behind her is picking his nose as well. But it's one of those photos where you can literally zoom in and find out exactly what you want. But like, I mean, Melbourne, there's got to be some fit birds, isn't there, in the crowd?
Watching football.
Yeah. That's not her. She's quite big. She looks a bit like Joe Barton.
She's not really that big, but she just looks miserable.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it wasn't a great game, but I'll come on to that.
Yeah, exactly. No, you'll come on to that.
Yeah.
He has got excited. Blogs that have been up this week. If you go on the site now, from my personal point of view, I put a little ditty on there of one of the African Nations players.
A bit late.
It's on there.
Wow.
It's on there.
Wow.
It's some brilliant action.
It is wonderful.
That blog post is, and the winner is, Mr. Silver, you put on a fantastic goal, which has also been around for a long time. So, besides for people being late.
No, less than that, as a week. Yours is at least two.
But maybe. But anyway, talk about the goal.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? I can't remember the geezer's name now.
Good, we'll move on.
Emiela.
Yeah, him.
What league was it?
Bolivian First Division. Yeah, Bolivian First Division. Absolutely outstanding goal. The ball's come to him behind him. He's done some, was it a spinning back scorpion kick?
Scorpion kick, yeah.
It was absolutely wonderful. But yeah, have a look at that on the site. It was just, different class.
It was special, wasn't it?
Fair play.
It was
when special. I try that, it only comes up about 50% of the time. In the game, it's
50% of the time it works all the time, yeah?
Well, the other 50% out the ball, then.
Fair enough.
It don't work.
Sean, you also put a blog up, which is on there this week.
I've no idea what it's about, but it's Steve McLaren doing something funny.
Steve McLaren looking very, very,
very
dazzled.
Confused, he doesn't know where he is.
Very confused. Yeah. That's Simon Head used to look sometimes when we used to bamboozle him with facts, figures, and jokes. Just
and
very
English
confused.
Language.
Yeah. Hello, Simon. He still listens, so hello to Simon.
I don't think he cares about us anymore.
It's not true.
All right.
Also, today we had our first FP trivia. Did any of you get it?
Well, I did, I saw it. Unfortunately, I got into the office a bit late. What time did you get in the office this morning?
It was about 9:30, Dan. Normal sort of time. I know, it might have been early.
It's quarter to nine
today. We all got in because the Mirror is relaunching its brand new website today, and we got in and it crashed. So we haven't been doing much all day.
Did you see the what's his face in The Guardian tweeted, wrote an article, red top is red face.
Yeah. We won't get into that because it's a work
pitch. It's quite. We'll talk about it in touch this afternoon.
Anyway, the question was, have a little look on there. The answers are already up as well, but one team has only lost four times since March 2008. in international football. It's Croatia is the right answer. And a little shout out to Tomislav, who tweeted us from frozen Croatia as well. So reaching far and wide. But yeah, everyone had a pop at that. So probably do one next Wednesday, so keep your eyes out for that. Burning question. Gillingham FC lost 4-3 for the second week running last game. The players and management have put together some funds and they're going to reimburse the fans in some way. Hasn't actually been announced how yet, but we'll find out. So if you were at one game, or if you have been to one game,
is it one of these dodgy sites? So just give us your credit card details and we'll fund you some money.
No, well, what they're actually doing is they're paying for the coach fare for the fans that went to Accrington to another away game.
Right.
So it's not really money back in the pocket. That's by the by. One game you've been to, or one game if you were at, where you'd want your money back. Mine was a game I was at. Gillingham played Bradford away during the fuel crisis on a Friday night. So I took a day off work, drove up there to Bradford. We lost 5-1.
During the fuel crisis. Now that is commitment.
Yeah. We lost 5-1 and we scored our goal in the 90th minute. Cobb fans will be pleased to hear. Marlon King scored the goal because he's playing for Arsenal, and they went mental when they scored. They went like they really celebrated it, and I was just like, "What the are you celebrating like that for? We've lost 5-1. I'm in Bradford. It's a Friday night,
yeah.
And I didn't have a curry either because it's good for curry." Right, go around. Can you keep it quick? We're on 40 minutes already.
I think it's a bit of a there's a lot of games. There's a lot of games you come up. Any score that's above 5-0 or 5-1. I mean, last season's Poss and Ipswich. Oh, beginning of this season. Peterborough and Ipswich got humped 7-1. But I suppose the one I was at is when Spurs beat Wigan 9-1. And I think the poor Wigan fans deserved at least their money back, because no one wants
pay
to be beaten 9-1. Yeah.
They can all cram in. Mike?
Two I've got for different reasons. I'll go over quickly. I wasn't at either, but the first one is Middlesbrough, Man City.
Man United fan not at either game that he's talking about. Well, shock.
Neither of them are Man United.
Hold the back page. Go on.
Sorry, we can't all pay for the tickets, you know.
Hey, there you go. Semi-finals, yeah.
But, Middlesbrough, Man City won last day of the season in 2008. Just typical of players already on their holidays, not caring, shortchanging the fans who travelled up to the North East. Ridiculous. And the other one is England 2, Croatia 3, which
was
probably the most toothless performance I've ever seen by an England side. They had it handed.
Did you say Scott Carson's teeth are pretty bad? Was there a pun there? Or?
Yeah. Well, no, but they are. But they were on the verge. They'd already got to get out of jail by Israel getting points off Russia. All they needed was a win. All they needed was one performance after a dire qualifying, and they couldn't even give that.
That happened on the Saturday evening, the game was drawn. This game was on a Tuesday. One of my friends didn't actually get into that game. He got refused entry because he was so drunk. He got a train back, reportedly to Kent, ended up in Dover, phoned me at about 2 in the morning saying what a great game it was. No, it wasn't, was it? Because we're now not going to the Euros and we've got to change all our travel plans. Jay, one game.
One game, Newcastle 6, Villa 0. This was last season.
Did anyone score in their debut?
No.
Warren Barton did.
Kevin Nolan.
Warren
got a hat-trick
Barton
that
did.
Kevin
so.
Nolan got a hat trick.
Fair enough. Sean?
I did have three, but I'll
just one.
So yeah. Greedy. One. Greedy.
Stuart's not here. I'm safe to mention this. QPR 6, Palace 0, my 13th birthday. I've got a refund for Kevin Miller personally for that one. But
did you get it?
No. about 8-9 years ago in the Southeast Asian Championships. Thailand.
I've got three. I'll mention one, but it's two.
Thailand versus Indonesia.
What are you talking about? Thailand versus Indonesia.
I know this game.
Neither team wanted to face host Vietnam in the next round.
Why?
So deliberately let the other team score. 2-2 in stoppage time. Then the Indonesian defender, don't know his name, got the ball in his own penalty area and just booted it past the
yes. I'll give you that one.
They wanted to qualify to face Singapore.
I'd be happy I was there if I saw that.
Turned out Singapore won the tournament.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Brilliant.
There you go. Dan.
Melbourne Heart.
Little Melbourne Heart update for
little
us.
A little quick update. Unfortunately, after the hype, over last week, it was the derby, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a much anticipated derby. I woke up on Saturday morning, jumped on Twitter,
rubbish game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and just followed the Twitter, and it was just a rubbish game. Nil-nil. I mean, Hart should have won it. Apparently, Melbourne victory really, really defended well. It was a game in front of 26,000 fans, which is
one of which was the bird I've found on the photos.
I mean, it was 32 degrees. That is warm.
That's balmy.
That is, that's what it says.
Balmy, yeah.
So if that bird is listening, Sean is going to be looking for a missus soon.
There we go. But that, anyway, yeah, so unfortunately it was a 0-0. And just looking at a bit of, there's a bit of analysis and news recently. They reckon no Fred, no Melbourne Heart at the moment. Fred has not been playing for the last couple of months, and Melbourne Heart have only got not won in the last 7 games. They've got 3 points in the last 7 games, and they have not won this season while Fred hasn't been playing.
Wow. I'm still playing Wilma.
Also, other key players.
Once again, Dan, you're just reading off a sheet.
No, I've done
bored.
Some research.
You haven't.
Some, well, it is.
All you've said so far is things. Melbourne Heart drew, Fred's not been playing very well. But you're looking down at the sheet, you're umming and ahhing.
You're not even listening.
I don't want to listen.
He hasn't been playing at all, and that's one of the, I know. I want to give the Melbourne Heart boys a bit of an update. Not just a, yeah, they drew. And,
do you mean if they're Melbourne Heart boys, they probably know the update, don't they?
All right, well, sod you then.
Hey, I want to know. They will get. They will be spitting out their VB and swearing at you, Jim Stables,
Any hate mail to Jim Stables?
No, Simon Head. if you've got any issues with the show for now, just tweet at Simon Head. That goes for the website, the show, the language, Mike's gags, anything you want, at Simon Head. I was only jesting, you know. Are you done with the update?
Basically, no Fred, no Melbourne Heart victory.
Okay, he's a big player for him, and he's good at the barbecue as well, so we like that.
We do.
One last thing on the Football Fan Down Under thing. Lee, he's following now Jills, he's a scouser out in Melbourne, but yeah, he got bit
I'm a little
spider.
Bit confused about this because.
He's offered to send.
He said, I'll send you one in the post, and you said, I'd rather you send. Completely unprovoked, I was just sat at my desk, and then I saw, I'd rather you send it to at the boy Silver, which I thought was a bit harsh, but I enjoyed, you know, being brought in on a gag. But then he said, this is and then the FFTU tweeted me, this could be your weekly challenge. And I was thinking, sending me venomous animals in the post and see if I can outwit them.
We've got a new feature, what doesn't kill Dan? Yeah. It's only going to run for 1 week.
Yeah. And I'm not being right, because you Googled it, I Googled it straight after that. They look fucking horrible. Yeah. That's they how, do some damage.
That's how we got rid of Dan Ferdinand. He got bitten by a poisonous frog, which was unfortunate.
Okay, so thanks, lads, but I'd rather not have a weekly Can Dan Survive challenge.
White tips spider. In case he's been out there for 6 years, he's been bit 3 times.
And I tell you what, well. They do not look like, you do not want to be bitten by one of them. I tell you that, they look nasty.
No, we shall finish with the first of a new section. Sci Sports News is dead. True or false with Mike Coxon?
True or false?
So, right, tell us the premise on this. You're going to tell us 2 facts.
Yes, basically, footballers have birthdays like the rest of us.
Just one.
Every week, I'm going to take a footballer whose birthday it is.
Yep.
And give you a fact. One is true, one is false.
Okay.
And it's for
so we've got to come to a group. We've come to a group decision. All right.
Which one is true? Which
who's
false?
The footballer?
Yeah. Well, first, can I point out? I was looking. 5th of February is my friend James's birthday, but it's also the
birthday,
best
James.
Day to be born. If you want to be a professional footballer. I just go through a few of the people who've been born on the 5th of February. Francisco Velaro was the first. He was a member of the Argentina squad.
Okay, this could, if you give us a
don't
description
worry,
of every single player.
No, don't worry,
down,
most of them you'll
ages.
Have. But he played for Argentina.
Look at Silver criticised someone else's section.
Sorry, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then Fred was there. Sorry. No, but Francisco Velaro, he was a member of the Argentina squad.
I don't want to know again, you've said it once.
Second,
I didn't care the first time.
Second highest scoring Boca Juniors history, good player.
Okay.
But also born on this day, Cesare Maldini, Paolo's dad. Sven-Göran Eriksson. Georgi Hadji.
Tall group was there at the birth.
Gio van Bronckhorst. John Aloisi, legend.
Yes.
Carlos Tevez.
Boo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Boo.
Vedran Korluka.
You could get a good team out of this, actually.
Manuel Fernandez. Billy Sharp. Carlos Villanueva.
I thought that said Carol Vorderman. What is that relevant? It doesn't.
Carol wasn't. Carlos Villanueva, formerly Blackburn, was. Neymar.
That's a big name.
I can't think of a day that's probably got more. Also, Russell Grant. Of Strictly Come Dancing fame.
And the Mirror's astrologist.
Well, there you go. But I'm going to focus on Cristiano Ronaldo. United legend, Real Madrid legend in the making. Right, here are your 2 facts. First one. Cristiano Ronaldo's nickname as a child was Crybaby because he got so annoyed when he set his teammates up and they failed to score that he cried.
Okay.
That's definitely true.
Right, that's the end of the football podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Second one, where if you remember, we talked about cake earlier.
We were.
I forgot about the cake, Rick.
Yeah. There you go. Cristiano Ronaldo, shortly after joining Real Madrid, appeared on an episode of MasterChef, the Spanish version, as the expert judge when the contestants made Madeira cake.
Now that is so ridiculous that it could be true.
Yeah.
He is from Madeira, by the way. That's why he was the expert.
With you, that makes more sense.
I reckon, guys. Let's confer.
I reckon you found out that he was from Madeira and then made that one up for seconds.
Oh no, I reckon the cake.
I knew
was
he was from Madeira
Dan,
anyway.
But... Jay, no, I'll go we're cake. Fair. We're going cake.
Oh, hang on. Staples has gone. I think it's cake.
He gets
it. We're going cake.
I just want cake, didn't I? Now I'm a big lad.
Oh, I think we should have a vote. See, so, and then we'll see who was right and who was wrong. So you think cake?
Cake. Yeah.
I think
cake.
Crybaby.
I'm going for Crybaby.
I'm going for cake.
Right, that's good, Jay.
Well,
it's 50-50.
I can tell you that Cristiano's nickname as a child was.
Yeah.
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 Get in.
Staples made me choose
wasn't
cake.
Wasn't quite expecting the celebratory nature of the end of the podcast.
We'll keep a tally of who gets it right and who gets it wrong.
We should do that. Yeah, that's very good. You can email us, banter@footballpodcasts.co.uk. We're on Facebook, although I've given you privileges to update
yeah,
Facebook.
Right, I forgot about
and you've both spoke
I've been in Glasgow. I've only got dialed. Oh, what do you want me to do?
Facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. As I said, all complaints to @SimonHead on Twitter. We're also on Twitter. You can follow us @footballpodcast and the beautiful gleaming website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. The show will be up there, show number 67, live every Thursday. Not show 67 live every Thursday.
No,
a different
show.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd just be like Groundhog Day, and no one wants that, do they?
Still got no intro, have we?
We still haven't got an intro. We can sing out if you want.
Well, we should have done that at the beginning, really, shouldn't we?
Well, to be honest, we've got Coxon with us, and he drinks a lot, so it's not the first drink of the day, so the tune wouldn't be very apt. We're going to set off some sparklers now.
We are.
So, which you'll probably see at the front of the website as well. So, anyway, we'll speak to you next week at some point.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.